LexSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Hi.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Flag Day Friday, June 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. On the road again is that U.S. Senate candidate, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. What time did you get home from Charlevoix last night?
Well, we didn't make it all the way home. We stopped in Big Rapids because we were in Hastings this morning by 8 o'clock. So we got to Big Rapids almost 1 and then got up and left at 6 so that we could be in Hastings. We're leaving Hastings now. And then
God bless you.
To St. Joe, and then I'm going over to Detroit this evening.
What's going on in Detroit tonight?
So the Charlie Kirk and the People's Convention, and I will be there.
Excellent, excellent. I know Patriot Jeff Strasser from Muskogee County, he's going to be there, and looking forward, he said, to seeing you and wants to help you there at that event. What was your takeaway from the Charlevoix Reagan Day dinner last night there in Boyne City?
It was a nice event. After traveling for 4 hours, I think I should have had a chance to speak and dispel some of what Mr. Rogers had to say last night. It was a little hard to stomach. So a nice dinner was almost on the verge of coming up.
I know, because I you were sitting next to me on one side, Vicky was on my other side, and it was like, okay, I'm biting my tongue. I'm literally tasting my blood right now. I said, Vicky, I got to leave. And she's like, no, no, you need to sit down and be there for Dr. Sherry. We need to be here for her and give her some support. But, man, it was painful to listen to all those lies and garbage that was coming out of Roger's mouth.
It was lies and garbage. And I thought afterwards, what did he actually say of any substance? Nothing. But Randy, was still good that I was there because I met a lot of the Patriots. And what I'm here to tell you is Charlevoix has some great American Patriots in it, and they were coming up to me afterwards, and you've got my vote. How can I help? So we garnered a fair amount of support out of there, and it was just, the event was beautiful, the people were fantastic. I'm just sorry that they were subject to lies and rhetoric out of somebody that wants to be the next U.S. Senator, which is not representing the people, which is not, Randy, what he had to say, like I said, it was hard to stomach because they know the truth, and he was not telling the people the truth, and the American people deserve to hear the truth. Randy, he was supposed to be at a debate at Wood TV last night, but instead he canceled that because he doesn't want a debate. Why? Because he knows, number one, I'm going to call him out on it. Number two, I am for the people, and I am one of the people, and I will be the one that, if we ever got into a debate, I would just absolutely snow the man because I'm the one that does something. When I say something, Randy, it's not just empty talking points. I've been to the border. If he's been such a hot shot in Congress in the past, really show me, what are your records besides Benghazi? What are your records besides co-sponsoring the Patriot Act bill? What else do you have to say besides becoming a CNN analyst? I'm sorry, the man needs to be held accountable for his record. Unfortunately, right now, D.C., there is no accountability and transparency. I'm ready to bring that to U.S. Senate.
Well, the main point that he started with, using his Army background and then going into the FBI, you know, back in the day when the FBI was, you know, a reputable bureaucratic agency, he says he gets on the House Intelligence Committee, and the first thing he did was cut their budget by 10%. I was like, bald-faced lie. You're on House Intelligence. You were not on House Appropriations. You had nothing to do with the budget getting cut. That was done under Newt Gingrich. Mike Rogers had nothing to do, but he used it in a campaign speech last night, like he was the one that cut $7 billion out of the FBI budget.
You know that, and I know that, and I hope the people know that, and I hope they saw through that. Watching the faces of some of the people that were there, some of them realized that he was not speaking the truth.
Well, it's absolutely amazing. One other thing I wanted to say is that the Trump endorsement, and you and I spoke about this last night, others at the table, and I said, you know what? Donald Trump does not have a good track record in sponsoring races here in Michigan, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress. He's 0 for 7, actually. And I said, you know what? He used it as basically, well, it's game over. I got Trump's endorsement. Now we got to go on and win in November. We need all hands on deck. It's like, wait a minute, dude, you haven't won anything yet. As a matter of fact, I've talked to people, Sherry, in the field. I'm out pounding signs for Vicky. They're telling me they're not voting for Rogers because of Donald Trump's endorsement. They think that Donald Trump should stay the heck out of Michigan, our campaigns, our primaries, and they're kind of almost offended. They're going to vote for Trump, but they're almost offended that he endorsed in this race.
Chuck, I'm hearing that time and time and time again. As you know, we're at 77 counties that I've been in. There was one, and I kid you not, Trucker, there was one person that I met at the Faith Family Medical Freedom Conference that I did, but one out of 77 counties that were for Rogers. After he got through hearing me, he said, oh, my gosh, how can I help you? They're not for Rogers. Even Stand Up Michigan with Ron Armstrong and Tammy Clark had told the Trump that he needs to stay out of Michigan. With Adam DeAngelis, Rescue Michigan, 1,148 people signed and told Trump to rescind that endorsement. 25 of 60 delegates wrote letters to Trump saying rescind that endorsement. But what Lance Griffin has said is, in Michigan, we don't coronate our next U.S. senator. We vote for her. That's B.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to ask you, had any other TV stations as of yet, Sherry, have they approached you guys willing to take up the debate? Is it going to happen?
I'm hoping it's going to happen. Nobody has yet. Wood TV did do a three-minute allowance of us to say, gee, this is who I am and what I'm running on. And they will air those. But I'm hoping that some of the TV stations, plural, will pick it up because the people of Michigan deserve. Trucker, this is a job interview. And, you know, and especially in higher-level positions, when you interview for a job, you have several-level interviews. And I think the people of Michigan deserve to hear us side-by-side that they can make the right choice.
Well, I know for a fact Detroit, the NBC affiliate down there, WDIV, they've held debates in the past, and so you folks might want to reach out to them and see if they'll consider picking it up, because him not being at that debate in Grand Rapids, choosing to come to Charlevoix last night, I was so happy to see you there because your other two opponents did not show to challenge him. But, again, you're just showing your love and support. You love Northern Michigan. You love the First District. But yet you came there specifically so that you could be in the room, I think, maybe for the very first time to hear his very first stump speech here in Northern Michigan, because I don't know if you've had an opportunity to hear him speak anywhere else. But, again, no substance. Josh Saul for Congress, he was on in the first hour. He confirmed exact wording, as a matter of fact, what you use. No substance came out of the man at all.
That's exactly right, Chuck. This was the fourth time that I saw the man even on the campaign trail. I really think that he's visiting his home in Florida more than he is here in Michigan. The fourth time. I've been in 77 counties, multiple forums. He didn't show up. He tells some of the moderators that he'll be there and doesn't show up. He does think that he has this wrapped up, but I think I've got him scared, Trucker. That's one of the reasons that he will not debate me. The man's chicken. He knows I'll call him out for his history. He knows that my history is unblemished. I am the one that is a servant of the people, a business owner, and I will continue to represent we the people.
One of the things, I had a comment with the Friskies last night. You got to meet Wendy, Richard's wife. And Vicky and her were talking afterwards and very much, you know, said, yeah, we weren't buying what he was selling. They're supporting you. They're going to try to help you out if they can with some donations and friends and family, different things. But, Sherry, you've got a huge, huge financial obligation coming up quickly on the campaign. I want you to talk to the folks. How much money do you need to raise specifically? You've been invoiced already. You know the numbers. What are you looking, what is your financial need to be able to mail out your campaign mailer with absentee ballots a week from tomorrow?
Trucker, I need $300,000 to do the mailers to follow the absentee ballots. That's to send out 561,000 pieces of mail. That's just over $300,000. We also need another $60,000 for our signs. We need at least 10,000 signs across the state. That costs money. The other thing we need to do, Trucker, is get more on the radio. And as you know, that you said that for $100,000 we can get on the radio stations across Michigan, carry us through general. But right now we're looking at $500,000. And I'm not one of the millionaires. I'm the missionary doctor. I'm the one that runs a free clinic. I'm the one that traverses the world around. I'm the one that owns my own practice so that I can serve my patients in the way that I feel best for the patients and not the way the hospital system tells me I have to do that. I'm not owned by anybody.
Well, I have told people for a statewide U.S. Senate race, $500,000 is very frugal.
It's very,
very responsible. Rogers, I believe, is up to like 1.2, 1.4 million in his coffers coming from special interests and outside groups, Washington, D.C., people outside the state of Michigan. Sherry, if we had the people in Michigan do this for you, donate $50. You know, we get the numbers to donate that much money to you. You would be obligated to the people of the state of Michigan, not the lobby of special interests in Washington, D.C., like him.
Trucker, even if I, especially with that, yes, I am obligated. But even if they didn't, I am obligated to the people. The people are going to be the one that's going to put me in office, Trucker. And when they put me in office, they become my constituents. I am answerable and responsible to them. And I challenge and I want them to call me out on things. This morning we were just in Hastings, and one of the people said something about, will you answer us? And it's like, I don't go home at night until I answer every single patient phone call. Yes, I am answerable to them. If I don't know what concerns them, I cannot represent them. So even if, you know, it, no matter how I still see myself as accountable and answerable to the people of Michigan.
Well, it's very simple. Folks, 10,000 patriots in Michigan. If 10,000 patriots donated $50, we could pull this off, this entire funding of the campaign, the mailers, the radio. I've already talked with WJR in Detroit. I've talked to Theron Wham Radio in Ann Arbor. I've talked to Steve Gruber's show. I've talked to Justin Barclay in Wood Radio in Southfield. Sherry, the 100,000 running those ads you're running on our station, along with your signs, along with the mailers, you could be very competitive. We got to do this. Sherry, DocSherry2024.com is the website. $50, tell your friends. Stay safe out there. We'll let you go.
Thanks, Trucker, on Flag Day. Keep the flag front and foremost.
Amen. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just Leathers.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Friday, Flag Day 2024. Folks, I know we have a lot of candidates with their hands out. If we want to win, you need to be thinking kind of like a lobbyist, special interest group. Hey, Randy, I'm a working guy. I'm a woman on fixed income, Social Security. I understand. I totally get it. But you have to understand that if you give $50 to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, let's say you give $40 to Josh Saul, and you send $10 to Todd Smallenberg. Those are the three candidates on the show today that have financial needs a week from tomorrow to mail out these mailers with the absentee ballots. Folks, it's like getting a palm card inside a polling booth. You know, when you go vote in person, well, here's your ballot and here's your palm card from Josh Saul, Todd Smallenberg, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. That's the net effect of what happens with people at their kitchen table when they get their absentee ballot. It's a $100 bill. I understand that's a lot of money. I get it. I totally get it. But you have to understand, Sherry is running statewide. She's been in 77 counties. She's seen Mike Rogers four times on the campaign trail. Because her race is statewide, it's the biggest, it's $50. Josh Saul, running against Congressman Jack Bergman, is the largest congressional district east of the Mississippi River. 36 of Michigan's 83 counties is in the first district. Why? Because it's made up of population. It takes 36 counties in the first district to get to 700,000 people. Todd Smallenberg, five and a half counties for the 106th House District. He needs $10, 20. Whatever you can afford would be great. But I'm asking you, I'm begging you, go to DocSherry2024.com, donate $50. Go to JoshSaulForCongress.com, donate $40. Go to electsmallenberg.com and donate 10. That $100 bill times 10,000 patriots statewide, 1,000 people donating $40 to Josh Saul, and 50 people, 500 people, excuse me, donating $10 to Todd, gets him his mailers, Josh's mailers, and Sherry's mailers in the mail with the absentee ballots a week from tomorrow. That's how simple this is. We're not asking for $500. We're not asking for $1,000. We're asking for $100. I warned you guys earlier in the year, back in January, you were going to have to sock away roughly about $500 this year. As for going to Reagan Day dinners at your local county, that's for donating to our Patriot candidates. That's coming to the Fun Shoot Pig Roast for $30 on July 27th. That $500 commitment from you for the entire year is what I'm calling for right now. That's how important this is. And better yet, if you do it, ask 10 of your friends to do it. 50 for freedom to DocSherry2024.com. 40 to Josh Saul for Congress.com. 10 to AlexSmallenberg.com. If you would like one text message that will have all three of those website addresses in it, where all you got to do is click on DocSherry2024, Josh Saul for Congress, Alex Smallenberg, I will text you one text with the three links in it. Text me the word Patriots, and I'll send you the links. You do this, and you get 10 of your friends to do it, and they get 10 of their friends each to do it. We can pull this off. Sherry requires 10,000 $50 donations. Josh is $1,040 donations. If we bucket these together, $1,040 is $40,000. He can mail them out. And again, $500 is $10 for Todd Smallenberg. You got to understand, Bergman has raised hundreds of thousands for Cam Cabot. Why do you think you're getting all those mailers in your mailbox at 65 cents a piece? People have told me he sent like three or four of them out this week. Got to do this, people. They need us, and we need them. We need Sherry in Washington. We need Josh Saul in Congress in Washington with her while she's in the Senate. And we definitely need Todd Smallenberg in Lansing. I have personally endorsed all three of them, but we cannot give them huge donations. We need your help. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God bless you guys. Thank you for everything. Have a great Flag Day. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge,